KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear skies and it's 40 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 74. Northwest winds shifting to the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, the Iowa Department of Public Health and the Audubon County Public Health Department have identified an additional case of COVID-19 in Audubon County. Officials have not yet disclosed the age bracket of the person affected or other details. The data has also not been updated on the IDPH website as of this morning. Now, the previous COVID-19 case was reported near the end of March in a person aged 61 to 80 who was self-isolating at home. Audubon County Public Health Director Bob Nelson Wednesday issued some tips on how to prevent the spread of the virus.
It's important for everyone to stay home as much as possible and to practice social distancing. This simply means to stay away from groups of people and to keep a 6-foot distance from other individuals.
Nelson said symptoms of COVID-19 include a cough, a fever with a temperature of 100.4 degrees or greater, and shortness of breath. And if you experience any of those symptoms, call your health care provider before going into their office and they will provide you with instructions. All residents also should continue to practice staying at home when you're even mildly ill, covering coughs and sneezes with a tissue or your elbow or upper arm, and washing hands frequently with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. In addition, leave your home only for essential errands like getting groceries or medication. And when you run those types of errands, send only one person from the household if possible. Officials at the Creston Police Department report a man from Missouri was arrested just before 1 a.m. today in the 300 block of North Birch Street. 31-year-old Lance Wood of Lexington, Missouri was arrested for public intoxication. Wood was being held at the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Police in Red Oak report the arrest at around 5 p.m. Wednesday of 38-year-old Jesse Donald Trost. The Red Oak man was taken into custody in the 1700 block of East Summit Street for carrying weapons and public intoxication. Trost was being held in a Montgomery County jail on a $2,000 bond. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig reports earlier this spring a local trucking company, Sint Transportation, was delivering frozen chicken to a customer when the driver realized he had accidentally been given one too many pallets of frozen chicken. The meat supplier told the trucking company to just go ahead and donate the chicken, but getting rid of the pallet of frozen chicken is no small task when the pallet is 1,400 pounds, some 700 boxes of 20 pounds of chicken, and the refrigerated truck trailer was needed for business the next day. So according to Hoig, this is one of those times when it was just so much fun to see how people in Cass County jumped into action. The trucking company made contact with the Lord's Cupboard, a food pantry in Griswold, who then called Hoig to see if anyone else could take the chicken. And soon enough, Cumberland Share and Karen Share, a food pantry in Cumberland, and the Anita Food Pantry were on their way to Lyman to pick up the chicken. Carol Seddon, a member of the Atlantic Kiwanis, drove down to get chicken to share with families who have children in Head Start. Hoig said that chicken was gone in a matter of hours. It was fantastic. And a huge thanks goes out to Dan Mueller and Sint Transportation for the chicken and to the people across the county who dropped what they were doing to make sure that food didn't go to waste. Healthy Cass County is a community-focused network to promote the health and well-being of Cass County residents. You can follow Healthy Cass County on Facebook. If you have any questions, reach out to County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig at 712-249-5870. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Public Health Department yesterday confirmed a report released from the IDPH with regard to a second COVID-19-related death in Pott County. This was a case of an adult male between the ages of 18 and 40 who has become the second COVID-19 death in Pott County. He did not have any pre-existing medical conditions, nor had he had any contact with any other COVID-19 case. The man was tested April 24th and passed away 4 days later. In addition, Pottawatomie County Public Health yesterday reported 5 new COVID-19 positive cases, a total of 19 cases. COVID-19 cases in Pottawatomie County is now 36, and 17 individuals have recovered. 16 are self-isolating at home. One was hospitalized, and counting yesterday's report, there have been 2 deaths thus far. The 5 new cases of COVID-19 positive test results are residents of Council Bluffs. They include 3 females and 2 males. They range in age from 41 to 60, and 2 of those individuals do, and 3 of them are in the 18 to 40 range. 2 had pre-existing conditions, 1 had contact with an existing COVID-19 case, and 4 were the result of community spread. 4 of those individuals are also self-isolating at home, and Pott County Public Health continues to conduct contact tracing investigations. Also, Carroll County Public Health announced Wednesday that the company's second positive case of COVID-19, the virus was found following test results for a resident living in Carroll County, The case will not be on the IDP map yet, but it might be there by sometime today. Officials say contact tracing is occurring with that particular instance, and it's regarding an affected patient who is 41 to 60 years of age. In our funeral announcements, Robert Bob Lansdowne, age 69, of Atlantic, died Saturday. A visitation for Bob Lansdowne will be today from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic, with a family present from 3 until 5 p.m. and CDC guidelines for COVID-19 adhered to. Peggy Rowland, age 74, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. An open visitation for Peggy Rowland will be today from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the Rowland Funeral Home in Atlantic. A drive-through visitation will be held tomorrow beginning at 11 a.m. at the Washington Elementary School. Delmer Yeager, age 77, of Des Moines and formerly of Coon Rapids, died April 17th. Graveside services for Delmer Yeager will be today at 11 a.m. at the Viola Cemetery northeast of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Betty Jane Smithson, age 89, of Redfield, died Sunday. In Des Moines, there will be an open visitation for Betty Jane Smithson today from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Wilbur Hubbard, age of Council Bluffs, that is, and formerly of Walnut, has died. Services for Wilbur Hubbard are pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Kevin Christensen, age 53, of Brayton, died April 20th in Omaha. A celebration of life for Kevin Christensen will be at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dorothy McCune, age 103, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home. A private family funeral service for Dorothy McCune will be held at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.